Penguin Random House Audio presents Home Fires, the story of the Women's Institute in the Second World War, by Julie Summers. Read for you by Juliet Mills. Preface. The story of the journey from book to TV series has been for me an intensely personal one. It has been exciting, at times a little alarming, but without doubt one of the most thrilling experiences of my life. Taking a non-fiction book and turning it into a drama series is a creative process like no other that I have been involved in. However, let me start at the beginning. When my then editor at Simon & Schuster, Mike Jones, asked me in November 2009 whether I thought the Women's Institute had done anything interesting in the Second World War, I agreed to go and find out. Given that I have written a whole book on the subject, you will not be surprised to know that the answer to his question was emphatically yes. The most surprising thing I discovered about the WI in my first weeks of research was that it was a pacifist organization. That was not a fashionable thing to be in the late 1930s, but it proved in some ways to be the making of them during the Second World War. They could not be swallowed up into war work, so they had to define their own rules and stick to them. As we shall see, this is exactly what they did, devoting themselves to the humanitarian side of the war effort. It never occurred to me, or to Mike, I suspect, that we were about to embark on a project that would eventually inspire a major drama series. Home Fires took a long time to research and write. It was by no means an easy book, as there was almost